Now, you live in a wood house, or
right,
a frame house. Are there any other kinds around here?
Of course, the house next door is brick, and there would be a few stucco houses mm-hmm. in this area, and log houses, some are still standing. In fact, log cabins have gotten popular again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed up in Knoxville now you can buy
yes.
a log cabin. In fact,
with the hall down, open hall down the center that was known as a dog trot.
What do you call a kind of house like that with the dog trot down the center? Is that simply a dog trot house? Did you have a special name for it?
No, I guess. Oh, the niggers would refer to it as a shotgun house.
Shotgun house.
But if you were standing in the front and somebody came at you with a shotgun, you could run out the back door or that. But they were, I have heard them called dog trots.
Ever heard anybody call that a double pen house?
Yes. And there would be a shed room maybe attached to.
What, you remember where you heard that double pen house?
Years ago, you know, from maybe my grandfather. Why it was double pen, I do not know, unless it was the way the logs were put together.
Mm-hmm. Maybe hear that around Butler County?
Yes.
Something like that? Yes. Oh, we're talking about lots. What'd you call a place where you let your cattle go out to graze?
Pasture, mm-hmm. out into the pasture.
Mm-hmm. And corn and cotton would grow in
a cotton field, a corn field.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, you know, on the farm you had, maybe you had cotton growing in the 80-acre field, or you had corn growing in the 40-acre field.
Mm-hmm.
And the woods that grew at the very back of the land, we call the backwoods.
Backwoods.
And those woods that grew out into the field were heads.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned field. What about peas? What did they grow in? Say peas.
The pea. Well, we grew our peas in the garden. Now, some people would say the pea patch, but we never did. We mm-hmm. said that the peas grew in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use that word patch for anything?
Cotton patch.
Cotton patch, that's smaller than...
That would be a very small field of cotton, or a small patch of cotton.
Mm-hmm. Does it matter what kind of crop you use growing as to whether you grow in a field or a patch?
I guess not. I guess you could grow anything. We refer to that as size of the field.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me about some of the work you did in, we talk about growing, raising cotton. Tell me about the work you did in raising cotton, what you had to do when you planted and so forth and so on.
Well, we had, when I was, of course, the farm is leased out now, but when I was growing up, there were about five families of negroes living on the place, and they used mules and plows, and they would break the land in the spring and get the field ready and plant. We had cotton planters.
What months would you start getting the fields ready?
They would, late February, I suppose, they would get the fields ready to plant.
Mm-hmm.
And you planted, and then you...
What month you plant in? What months?
The best I can remember was April.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, well, it was not too long before the niggers would chop the cotton. They would take their hoes and thin the plants. And then...
What months would you be doing that in?
You would probably be doing that in late May, I suppose. And